This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
All right, it is a Reaction Monday and a ninth consecutive Victory Monday as the Texans get it done. They win at home to finish off the regular season, and they even pulled out most of their top guys in the second half, went into the game without Nico Collins, without Kamari Laster, and still, with a little Mills magic at the end, was able to get the dub and solidify the fifth seed in the AFC, which we then found out after Sunday Night Football, which came down to the last play of the season, that the Pittsburgh Steelers will be their next opponent. Monday Night Football next week in Pittsburgh, they will face the four seed, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And 713-572-4610, this is when we open up the phone lines. We want to hear from you. The Texans, they're 12-5. They are in the postseason for the third straight year. They started out 0-3. They then were 3-5 when their starting quarterback got knocked out, and he would go on to miss the rest of that game and then the next three games. And this year, they won games against Buffalo, at Kansas City, at Baltimore. Now, that was a different Baltimore team, but still won at home against the Niners, played a first-place schedule, and got 12 wins. 10 had been the high water mark the first 2 years of DeMeco. They won 12 games and are in the postseason. And I pose this to you, 713-572-4610. There is a phone line open for you. You can call in, want to hear from you. Is this a successful season regardless of what happens in the playoffs? Regardless of what happens in the playoffs, already with the way this season has taken on shape and how this happened, is this a successful season regardless of what happens in the playoffs?
No chance.
No, it isn't, huh?
Okay. I mean, just generally speaking, a successful season, yeah, I'm not going to flush it all down the drain. If you lose in the first round to Pittsburgh, but I think it obviously will fall short of what last year was, and I think that would be an overall disappointment, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, this is a lot like the Astros. Just because you dig a deep ass hole and you dig your way out of it doesn't mean that you deserve all kind of credit. Yes, well, I'll acknowledge, like, hey, the turnaround was tremendous, but your ass shouldn't have put yourself in a position to have to win 12 or 14 to get into playoffs or to win 9 in a row. I'm not diminishing or minimizing the run, but I'm also not gonna you know, tip my cap and salute you for the hole that you dug. So. Yeah, I think, look, it's good where they're at, where they've landed. They improved on last year in the regular season. This is a football team, in my opinion, that all that matters is you get to the playoffs and you make a run at a Super Bowl. That's where the Texans are right now. And getting into the playoffs is an expectation. Getting beyond the first round, especially when you catch a team like Baltimore or Pittsburgh, getting beyond the first round is an expectation. And improving off of last year, which could maybe to some people it just means doing more and being more competitive in the second round. But I think you got to win a first round playoff game in order for this year to be considered a success. Absolutely.
Yeah. So they win, then that's they lose. That means they didn't make. They've taken a step back, I guess, in the postseason for the previous first 2 years. If they
lose, you started like crap and you finished like crap, but you did some cute things and some pretty things throughout.
This one's hard for me, Clint, just because going into the season, I'm with you. Like, hell, I'd have said it's not a success until they get past where they've been talking about trying to get past. They're talking about putting a ring on the bull. Like that's the talk they were in. But then there was some point in the season, Clint, where I personally just reevaluated what they were. Right? Like,
yeah.
Like it is like it was clear like the offensive side of the ball was like they were gonna need some time, some big time, and I wasn't sure if they had the guys over there. When I say the guys, I'm talking about all the way to the top from the coordinator on down. And that got somewhat better, but not a ton better. For them to get where they are and CJ getting hurt for much of the time and looking at all the things they did to crawl back and then get to a point where they finish off this thing 9 in a row. I'm going to go with you, but it's the way that it happened kind of changes a little bit of how I view this a bit, because it didn't, this 12-5 did not go the way that I saw this 12-5 going, or them making the playoffs didn't go the way that I thought. But now when you say it out loud, you finish off with 9 in a row, you win 12 games, you're in a 3.5-point favorite where it feels like you're the better team on the road. You should win the game. So I'm going to go with you that they at least have to win one playoff game. Now, I don't think – I see some people testing and said it's a failure if they lose. I think failure is a little different than success, and I know how you feel about failure stuff with that when it comes to NFL seasons. But no, I just feel different about it than I would have just because of how we've actually watched this play out.
We've talked a lot about this, Ron, over our years working together, man. It's like, to me, when your organization, when D'Amico and CJ took over, it was about respect. It was about, like, just eliminate the dysfunction and put a product out there that looks like it's an NFL product. Win a few games, show a little progress, get a little respect from the dysfunctional, incompetent years of the Texans. They did that. Along the way, the quarterback got a rookie of the year. Along the way, he overcame some injuries. And, you know, that's a good, solid year. At some point over the last 3 years, things shifted to, all right, let's get to the playoffs. Be a playoff team, and what you do in the playoffs is going to define you. And so for me, if you win 12, I don't care if you win 13 games, it's like you get to a point in the playoffs where you're playing the best of the best, and is your football product in that given year, does it stack up against the true Super Bowl contenders? Yeah. And I think the Texans have proven that they can be a good regular season football team, and they can get to the dance. It's time to say, okay, everything, like, we're going to measure about this organization is what they do in the playoffs and less about what they do in the regular season. We've said it before. I think Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans have done a hell of a job of raising the floor of the Houston Texans organization higher than most floors with most organizations in the NFL. I think they're going to be a 10 to 12 win team.
So your expectations never really changed for what this season needs to be. Like, they need to at least advance to where they were. At no point this year,
I think anything less than being super competitive and getting beat by a really good team in the second round,
even at 0-3, even at 3-5,
mid-season, I didn't think they had a shot at even getting in. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. For me, it shook out, I kind of changed my expectation from what kind of team I thought. That's why, to me, I'm not completely just to the space of, no, it is definitely. Not because to get to this point, which I didn't see it happening at all, is a hell of a success, which is which is why I think this one's a little bit more difficult than like last year. Bam, they were leading the division the whole way. Like, all right, you got embarrassed against the Ravens the previous year. Like, it's a step back if you don't get right there. I came into that kind of thinking that this year, but in the middle of the year, it was like, oh man, I don't know if I can hold this team to that. To that level, based off what they've shown me, but
yeah, no, I just it's an organization wide, and it's been built over 3 years. It's not just what happened the first 3 weeks of the season. It's not the comeback. It's ultimately the Houston Texans are an organization that expect to be in the playoffs and expect to be competitive throughout the playoffs. I'm a believer. Sometimes you run into a team, and that team, hey, you play like last night. I don't know how much better of a football team Pittsburgh is than Baltimore. To be honest with you, but Pittsburgh, you know, missed the extra point, and then Baltimore missed like that's
I forgot about the extra
point. I mean, right? How about that? That would have been a killer right there. Yeah. But you know, I mean, this team is. I think they're going to be defined, and I think it's fair. As a fan, it's where I want my organization to be. Is we are a playoff contending team, and what we do in the playoffs every year is what's going to define us. Now we're not going to be real excited about winning X number of games or playing this good or that good in the regular season. It's about what goes down when it's win or go home. And I believe the Texans are in that spot. I know that they took a weird path to get here,
yeah.
But I think they're there now. And for me, that's who the organization is.
Well, let's hear from the people. 713-572-4610. You can jump in with this thought. Is this Texans season already a success regardless of what happens in the playoffs? Go ahead, Craig. Where are your thoughts at?
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, man. No, I think the question really is insulting, man. I mean, we're beyond that. As Clint said, man, we're a playoff team, man. We're not happy with double-digit victories. We've done that twice in a row, you know. I mean, you guys said it yourself. I think a lot of people are missing the enjoyment, man. You got to enjoy this ride, man. It's a tough league. You know, our offense, we keep waiting for them to come along. But here we are. You know, we're winning already. You know, you said that if we were serious, we'd go into Kansas City and come out with a victory. Well, we did that. And then the next week, well, we're really serious if we score some points on the Cardinals. You know, that would really tell us something. Well, we did that. You know, we took this offense on the road to L.A., you know, we took it to Indy when they were hot. Hey, man, just enjoy the ride. This is who we are, you know, and we're going to take it from here, you know. So I'm all in, 100%, man. These boys are ready. Let's do it.
All right, I appreciate the call, Craig. I'm enjoying it. Hell, you're not, damn it.
I tell you.
I'm enjoying it.
I want to grab a beer with Craig.
Craig, yeah.
Hey, easy. I like that.
Listen, I've enjoyed it, Craig. Listen, I don't think it's a slap in the face. I think that's a little aggressive, Craig. I don't think it's a slap in the face. I'm just simply saying, man, yeah, coming into the season, for me right now, the San Francisco 49ers season is a success already. I know they have different expectations, but for them to get where they have gotten through all the injuries and all the guys they've had out and all the important pieces – they have out. The way they've arrived here, like, I'm just like, yeah, you hope for them to win the next, you know, the next playoffs if you're a 49ers fan, but damn, man, how the hell did they make it here? And I do feel like there's some of that with the Texans of, yeah, you may have come in with one thing, but it was clear off the bat. They didn't know what their offensive line what was going to be. Their quarterback and their offensive coordinator didn't seem to be on the same page. Their quarterback then got hurt. And then going into the meat of their schedule, they've got their backup quarterback that has to jump in the game and they find a way to win. Now, yeah, now, the way it shakes out is they've got the number one defense in football. But the way they arrived here, I don't think it's a slap in the face. I appreciate the call, Craig. I don't think it's a slap in the face. If you're surprised that they've got here to the 12-5 point from at any point of the season, then I think it's at least worth a discussion of like, hey man, I'm shocked that they got to 12 wins and got to the space they're in, but it's a failure if they lose to the Steelers. I don't know that adds up, and I'm just being real, Craig. I think I can understand the Texans are past winning the division title thing, but like irregardless of anything that happens, I don't know that I'm sure of that. Like, I mean, Craig felt like he was Super Bowl expectations walking into this bad boy.
Yeah, look, I mean, that's where the Texans are right now, given the state of the AFC and who's in the playoffs and kind of how you stack up. I think there's some reality there of the expectations go up a bit with all these different things, winning 12 of 14, winning 9 straight, right? Getting the seed that you got in the playoffs and the opponent that you got in the playoffs in the first round. I think all those things take the expectations up a notch and, you know, put you in a place where it's pretty easy to expect, hey, man, this is an AFC Championship Super Bowl caliber team that, given all those circumstances, should make that run. And those expectations, I think I think they're on the upper end, but I think they're fair.
Yeah.
I think they're fair. The bottom line is this, the organization in Houston has got to be at a point this year, with the last 3 years combined, they've got to be at a point this year where they are, everything they discuss has to be based on playoff success.
My man Rob here on YouTube and Twitch, our expectation was to compete for a Super Bowl and make the AFC Championship game. If they don't meet those expectations, it's a failure. Is that really your expectation, though?
Well, I think you got to define compete.
if
chalk happens and you play Denver in the second round and Denver beat you the way they beat you here and you lose to an eventual Super Bowl champion team, one of the teams that's been the best team in the AFC all year long, and you got to go to their place and you lose by a field goal, like, to me, that meets expectations. We talked about it before. Like, you're once you get to really always say the AFC and NFC championship, then, hey, man, flip a coin. But the reality of it is, if we're talking about, is your organization competitive at a Super Bowl caliber level or an AFC championship caliber level, in my opinion, it doesn't mean they have to get there. It means that you go toe-to-toe with the teams that are there. The teams that are consistently there like have been in the past, or whoever gets there this year. If you happen to meet that team in the second round and get got, it depends on – like last year was not impressive to me. You got the way you exited the playoffs the last 2 years was not impressive, right? I think that stuff matters.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, Rob, you had them walking into the season. You, with that roster and all that change, you had them – Super Bowl contender and AFC championship game expectations. If that was your expectation, walk into the season with this team and roster and remembering the AFC, then I guess maybe you can get there with it. All right, coming up as we do each and every week, CJ Stroud. He played a half, 14 of 23, 169 yards, 1 touchdown, and a rushing touchdown. What was his grade? And how do you feel about him playing heading into the postseason?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Easy. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Turner and Hughley.
Yeah, I think we moved the ball really well. And even the first quarter, we just, you know, I had the intentional grounding and missed a couple reads. You know, and I think, you know, there was a couple of those, you know, in every aspect. And I think at the end of the day, we overcame it, and that's a good thing. But we got to get those things fixed, you know, if we want to go win in the playoffs. And, you know, I'm aware of that, and I think our coaches are, and I know our, you know, everybody is here. So we're going to get those things fixed. And, you know, but at the end of the day, it's all about finishing and getting wins. And I think the way we ended this game is a testament to how our season's kind of gone. A lot of up and down, you know, but I think if you just stay faithful, you stay in. It's, like I told y'all before, it's easy to have faith when it's easy, you know, but when it gets a little hard, you know, who has the real faith? And the work that we put in, I think, you know, we trust in one another, you know, to get the job done.
All right, that was C.J. Stroud talking about their performance yesterday. Offensively, spoke about himself a little bit there, as well as they win that game against the Colts. But he played a half. There was no Nico Collins out there for him as well. No Trent Brown, as he didn't play. But most everybody else was there until the second half, and then they pulled him and others in the run game as well. But he went 14 of 23 in this game against the Colts. Clint, 169, one touchdown, had a 97.9 quarterback rating, two rushes, and one resulted in a touchdown on that kind of misplay, missed assignment, missed handoff in the red zone, where he was able to turn that into a touchdown. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. What was the grade for you on C.J. Stroud? What did you think about his performance yesterday?
I'm going to go with a B- on limited play, right? I mean, look, it's hard to be super critical when there's six possessions and five of them you score on. Five of them end in points, right? You know, you look at kind of how some of the drives stalled that ended up being field goals. One of them was lays at like directly at the feet of C.J. Stroud with the grounding penalty. You know, but when you look at third and 24 field goal, third and 16 field goal, 2 yard drive thanks to the defense. One, the touchdown pass was a good little drive. The touchdown pass to Higgins, right? Then you run out of time on the last one and you kick a field goal. So, I mean, there's really only one drive there that stalled and didn't end in points. So it's really hard to be critical in those situations. But the grounding obviously is an issue, and then you look at the botched play from the 1 or 2 yard line. We can all laugh and joke about Tommy Togiai got a touchdown or he missed it. He ended up getting it anyway. But the reality of it is when you're in a playoff game and you botch a play at the 2 yard line, it can lose a ball game, right? And C.J. Stroud in the postgame presser said, you know, we didn't rep this much or whatever. There was some kind of like soft layup excuse of we didn't rep this much. We repped it and walked through, I think. Gerard Johnson told me not to skip out from underneath the center, and I for some reason, just by habit, I skipped out, so I got too deep. Like all of these kind of, again, soft layup excuses of why the play was botched is, look, again, it's funny because you win. It's a game you only played half the game, yada, yada, yada. But that kind of stuff has been an ongoing issue with this team. Struggles in the inside the 10-yard line, struggles punching it in. We've seen balls snapped between the quarterback's legs and picked up and scored a touchdown, and we-hee-hee-ha-ha because Woody Marks picked it up. In reality, that crap can't happen inside the 5-yard line, right? That loses playoff games inside the 5-yard line. And so I got to obviously consider that when talking about the grade for CJ. So I'm going to go B minus just on a couple of decisions that were I think were subpar in the limited time that he played. So overall, I think it was a pretty good job. I'm not worried about CJ. I think it's a pretty good job of moving the football, scoring points, taking care of the football once again. But, you know, hey, in the playoffs, every single play matters even more. Everything's magnified times 10. And, you know, those little things like that are the grounding penalties that end up in a 3rd and 24.
Yeah.
I think those are decisions and execution that's got to improve.
713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. CJ Stroud is great. How you think he played yesterday? I'll say B+. With him 14 of 23, you would think, especially with the Colts, there was no Sauce Gardner out there. I don't believe Charvarius Ward played either. That's not a team that really plays a lot of tight coverage, right? Yep. There's opening there. So you would think the completion percentage would be better than it was. But also, I think it is a big deal when you don't got your main dude out there, right? No Nico Collins being out there, which, you know, obviously changes the game for him and changes the game for the offense and changes the openings there. But I think for a half to get almost 170 yards and he got 2 total touchdowns, he played pretty well. Now, I am with you. He, and not just he, but everybody else, but the offense, they are going to have to play better and be more focused, game in and snap in and every drive in the postseason for them to have the success that they want. But the big deal is Dutton turned the ball over, got the ball in the end zone, however you talk about it, twice, in a way which has been a struggle for them in the red zone. So, from that point of view, pretty good. But he's got to play better. He's got to hit some throws. This is now, what, a couple of games here in a row where there have been more misses than you would think from him.
I think here's the deal, man. I've got zero concern. If this were a league where you could dictate what kind of defenses you come up against, CJ Stroud would win a Super Bowl. I mean, CJ Stroud is as good as anybody out there when there's no pressure looks and it's just a matter of snap the football, process what's going on defensively, coverage wise, and distribute the football accurately. He can do that. He said it himself. He can do that at the second and third level of the field as good as anybody in the league. And, you know, he's significantly better at the patient stuff and underneath. And this is another game where he hit some – I mean, look, he hits Xavier Hutchinson in stride a couple of times, and he goes and has big gains. I mean, I don't want to overlook those things. The reality of it is CJ is as good as anybody in the league when it comes to we're going to get zone coverages or we're going to get man without pressure, however you want to couch it. You're not going to get a pressure look. The problem is when teams can when you go through a game and like you end up in 3rd and 24 because of a grounding. The next play you end up the next drive you end up in 3rd and 16 because of something, because of an illegal man downfield or something. Like when those things happen, right, and you're having to kick field goals, then you're going to end up seeing pressures. You're going to end up seeing pressures when the game is tight or it's a one-score game because you've ended up in all these you've hurt yourself and ended up in field goal situations instead of sustaining drives. Now the game is tight, you're going to see pressures. And that's the question with CJ and this offense is executing when they just show pressure, whether they bring it or not, right? And having answers when they do bring it is one part of it. But if they just show it and bail and show these exotic looks and bail, then we struggle with it. And so, you know, if you're going to walk in here and think you're going to play Ben Don't Break, please, I wish you would.
Yeah,
CJ I wish you would. CJ will tear your ass up, and he'll
you better
he'll,
get pressure.
That's it. You better find a way to get pressure with four. You better have Myles Garrett on that one end, or T.J. Watt better go off, or Highsmith better go off, or, you know, you better. The reality of it is we're going to see pressure. The more success CJ gets a fast start, you're going to – what happened against the Chargers, the 2 quick touchdowns against. All of a sudden, you started seeing some exotic looks up front, crowd in the line of scrimmage. That's when we get in trouble. And you're going to see that. If they sit back, CJ's as good as anybody in the league.
Yeah. Text line coming in. CJ, I give him a C. Someone, CJ is in his head. Mistakes almost cost this team. He gets an F. I think that's you're trolling.
What mistakes? There were some critical calls in the postgame presser last night too.
Was it? I just feel like.
And I've not seen the. I've not
to
seen
go
the game.
F,
I've not seen. No, that's aggressive. But I'm just talking about there were some calls that were critical of CJ, and I was like, I know he missed a couple of throws.
There's just going to be some people right now that are going to be that way with CJ. Like, I mean, we got some people on here convinced that, talking about Mills 4-1. Like, there's just going to be some people that.
Talking about Mills what?
4-1.
Oh.
But, like, if you're going F on CJ, made mistakes. What mistakes? I know he didn't turn the ball over. So, yeah, that's it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, coming up, little weekend's best, weekend's worst. What was the thing that happened this weekend that was the best, and what was the worst? We'll discuss that as we continue right here. Aerosmith, huh? All right. Welcome back in on a Reaction Monday. Remember, we are out early here on The Drive, 5 o'clock, the coach's show with D'Amico Ryan. So stay tuned for that as he is excited, should be excited, and ready for the postseason. 3 straight years that the Texans have made it to the playoffs. This year, 0-3, 3-5, they rattle off 9 in a row to make a hell of a run. And one of the sexy picks to get to the Super Bowl out of the AFC this year. So big time for D'Amico, and we'll hear from him coming up here in the 5 o'clock hour as the coaches show will follow us as we're off early. All right. It is around that time where we do our little weekend's best, weekend's worst. What was the best thing you saw in the weekend? What was the worst? I'll start with myself, the best. My weekend's best was Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett, there's some Aggie fans around here who are big fans of Myles Garrett, but he set the NFL single season sack record with 23 sacks. And yeah, they stopped the game for him. And with about 5 minutes left, and I know that that seemed to piss off some of the Bengals as they spoke about it afterwards. But damn it, the Cleveland Browns don't get much. All right, they fired everybody afterwards. They can't seem to be able to get the quarterback thing right, or just anything right in general. But they got Myles Garrett right, and he is the undoubted defensive player of the year. We know he will win that award. And there was some thoughts coming into the season. Who was the best defensive player in football? It is clear he is that. And to be able to do what he has been able to do, to get 23 sacks, to set the sack record, and Clint, I don't know how many of you all out there can name other Cleveland Browns up and down their front seven or on their defensive line, but you know, coming in every game, every snap, they are trying to take Myles Garrett away, and they can't.
Right?
I think he's got like a couple 5-sack games in there this year too. So Myles Garrett to break Michael Strahan's record. I thought it was funny a couple of weeks ago. Michael Strahan came back from break on Fox and said it was good to know you, sack record, because he was going to break it. So Myles Garrett, congratulations. Best thing I saw, weekend's best, was Myles Garrett breaking the sack record.
Any issue with it being a 17-game season instead of 16? I mean, not issue, but just, I mean, you're, in your mind, do you look at it and go, he's a little, takes a little of the sting away?
I don't know. I maybe. Hell, he was, he had it. Like, he was one away a couple of weeks ago. Right. I don't know. It doesn't change me, man. I think it's just impressive. Just, like, I mean, I've watched him, man. He's getting double, triple teamed. I mean, there were times they were showing it yesterday, Clint. I checked out that for some reason. They had about three different people hit him multiple times as he's coming off the line of scrimmage. A tight end, a running back, a tackle, a guard. Like, it was just.
Well, you want to talk about a guy that's getting all that PFF grades, and they talk about guys getting double and triple teams. That there ain't no doubt about it. That one gets the attention. My weekend's best. I'm gonna go back to the college football ranks, right? Texas Tech head coach, Ron, Joey McGuire, I don't know if he flipped this guy or not, but if you watch Texas Tech, it was clear that, no disrespect, but it was clear that they needed a quarterback. It was clear that their quarterback was, I think it was clear that their quarterback was just, when it comes to the other quarterbacks in the college football playoffs, I think that he was lacking. One place Texas Tech could get significantly better, I think, is at the quarterback position. And the number one portal quarterback in college football was a kid out of Cincinnati. And this kid, I don't know if you've seen him play, Ron. I've seen some highlights, but this kid apparently is the real deal. Brendan Sorsby. And he was thought to be Lane Kiffin's guy, right? He was thought to be hook, line, and sinker. Came down between LSU and Texas Tech. He took both visits and was thought to be, this is an LSU guy, no doubt. And Joey McGuire and that oil money up there at Texas Tech flipped him. At least right now, the word on the street is that he's flipped, and he's going to be the next Texas Tech quarterback. So big shout out to the Red Raiders up there. Big shout out for getting in,
making it happen.
They're making it happen. They ran into
some oil or something.
Yeah, well, they got one guy up there, a former player that sold his company is footing the bill for all of this. But it's what it's all about, man. It's what it's all about. If you were in one of the mid-range schools and you want to make the jump to where you can pay for guys like this, it's thought to be in the range of $5 million. A year for Brendan Sorsby, the number one portal quarterback. But big shout out to Texas Tech for getting in this year, making that big time jump, and then obviously fixing your problems immediately in the transfer portal, taking advantage of the portal NIL.
I don't know what the hell happened to him in Miami against Oregon, but
yeah. Well, that was. I mean, you know, when you look at kind of how that thing went down, I think there's several reasons. I'm not blaming it all on the quarterback. I would never do that, being a former quarterback, but I mean, I think it was clear, like, it was, a better quarterback, and that would be a different team. Now, they got to do something at the skill positions. They got to get more skill. But, I mean, that
they didn't look that bad all year. Now, Oregon's a better team, but yeah. I wouldn't say – like, Oregon, they're not a dominant team, right? Like, I mean, James Madison walked up and down the field on them at times. I believe their worst game offensively. They couldn't score. Like, you ever watch a game where you don't really have a dog in the fight? I'm sure you have as a quarterback, but he threw a pick in the corner of the end zone, and it pissed me off. I got no dog in the fight. It pissed me off. Like, I don't know what he was looking at.
Welcome to my world. Every time I turn the TV on, if it's football, I get pissed off at some guy I don't even know.
What he was looking at. But they're making it work. Boy, these last couple of years, they are spending that money getting players to Lubbock. All right, my weekend's worst is just this. The Texans are a bit involved in this, but it's even worse on the other side in the NFC. The worst thing for me is the NFC South, they're allowed to host a playoff game. And the Carolina Panthers are the ones that get to do it. They're 8-9, and they're going to host the 12-5 Rams. Right? And I still think are they double-digit underdogs? I think it was 10 or something last I saw. I think that I think they're going to get beat down by the Rams. The Rams may be the best team in football, but I think it is just ridiculous that there just should be something, man. If you're under 500, man, you don't get to host playoff game. Like I don't care, you know, if you won your division or not. That to me, the Rams should not have to travel to Charlotte to face this team. And again, like I think the Texans, if they would have had to play the Ravens, a team they had already beaten on the road, that's a 9-win team. I think that would have been an issue, but this has got to be something they potentially look at, man. This is just the Panthers hosting the Rams is ridiculous.
I don't know how you fix it. I think I heard you mention that the NBA.
Yeah, just, you know, potential, I think it just go to seeding with the best records.
Like, I mean, I like the idea, but then what do? You just do away with divisions at that point in time? Because obviously winning the division doesn't, being the best in the division doesn't matter.
I think it's a big hurdle. I think maybe you can say you automatically get in if you win your division,
right?
But the seeding stays the same based off the record. Right, like you automatically, you if you won your division, you get in. But if you're sitting at 8-9, you don't become the 4 seed. You're the 7 seed.
Yeah,
fair. That to me is like they've done it with the college football playoff. They all of a sudden just say, oh yeah, the top 4 teams that are that won their conference get byes. Now they've changed it up and said, no, the top 4 ranked teams, regardless if you won your conference.
Right,
all right, what's your weekend's
worst? Real quick, I'm going to go with, I retweeted this and just said donkey. The Notre Dame head basketball coach having to be restrained by his damn near his entire team and I don't even know what happened. I didn't care what the hell happened.
Well, they called a foul on a 3-point shot, and he lost his
mind. Micah Shrewsbury, he had to be, like, not restrained, but I mean, he had to be held back by multiple players from chasing refs.
I think restraint's good.
But, like, that is just one, like, I don't even know the guy. I don't have any skin in the game with Notre Dame basketball, but to watch a coach do that is cringeworthy. So I'm going to go with Micah Shrewsbury, the head basketball coach at Notre Dame for my weekend.
He lost his mind. All right, what you got coming up in the 4?
All right, did the Texans approach to the game Sunday surprise you? Every Texans fan that I talked to that pays attention closely was like, what in the hell is going on the field? They got away with the win, but either way it goes, did it concern you? Did you have any thoughts? We'll cuss and discuss the reaction Monday, baby. We'll cuss and discuss next right here on Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.